Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Let's Talk American by EDU Much. My name is Nate.
And I'm Andy. And joining us today is my lovely and talented wife, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Pretty good. Today we're going to talk about a little study done by the OECD, also known as the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, about the best schools in the world. This real topic is about education around the world.
Yeah.
So, Andy, introduce us to the topic that we're going to be discussing.
Okay. So, the OECD, or the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, releases a study every few years discussing the economic connection between education in countries and their overall economic growth.
Okay, so they're trying to link education to economic growth directly, basically.
Correct. Generally, though, they only do this with a very small pool of countries. This year, they did it with over 76 countries, including those that had very small economies.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to show us even more so the direct link between economic growth and education.
Meaning, oh, okay, so this country has great level of education, even though today their economy may not be so great. This is a prediction that their economy will be in the future.
Correct. That's one of the reasons that they are doing the study, but also there's another reason. They believe it would be slightly encouraging to the countries that have a smaller economy and their smaller countries in general with less education. Maybe they could sit there and see how they stack up against the world powers and realize, hey, maybe we can do this. Maybe our math skills are better than the American math skills. Why can't we be just like them?
That's true. That's a good boost for the ego at the very least.
Correct.
Whether or not it will correlate in the end.
Well, I wonder how many countries ended up before America.
Well, I think you're going to be surprised.
Pretty darn surprised. Well, we're not going to get to that just yet. First, let's start off with how they did this. So generally, they do it with a reading section, a math section, and a sciences section. This one was so broad-ranging, they didn't add a reading section. Mm-hmm. They just did a math and sciences section.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the results already, all right?
Okay. So the first five spots were taken by Asian countries. I don't think any of us are surprised. I mean,
they're pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, in general, as we can see, Asian Americans, for example, in education, you know, it's a lot like Jewish people, doctor, lawyer. The parents are always pushing, always trying to make sure their kids do, you know, really well. So the first five spots were taken by Singapore, a small island nation that has a lot of money for the in comparison to the population.
Per capita.
Yeah, per capita. Hong Kong, another place. The same almost. South Korea, a
massive tech giant.
Oh, yeah, massive tech giant, and they're still developing. Like, you know, as you can see here, number four is Japan. South Korea, it makes sense for their education to be above Japan only because South Korea is, I guess, coming in later to the game than Japan is.
Right.
In the sense that they're still developing more than Japan.
A lot of people don't realize their Samsung Galaxies, those are all made in Korea.
That's right. And the one that really took me by surprise is number five was Taiwan. Taiwan doesn't really have that strong of an economy. There's still a lot of low-end manufacturing done there. I was surprised. So I guess they're really looking for their future.
It's pretty telling of the shift of the economic strengths in the Asian sector of
yeah.
the world.
Yeah.
You hear about China becoming this massive giant in the economic world. And then you sit there and look at these education numbers, and it really just makes you wonder if they probably, it seems like they do correlate to some extent.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely true. Let's talk about the non-Asian countries.
All right. The first North American country to actually make the list is
Canada. Not America.
Actually, this over here right now says number six. Really, it's number 10.
Mm-hmm.
On the list, they made it at number 10. That's very far ahead of America. Would you guys guess where America ranked on that list?
I would have thought in the top five. But
hopefully near Canada.
No, actually, the United States came in at a middling 28th out of 76 countries.
Wow, and as three Americans here, I mean, in some ways I'll say I'm surprised, but at the same time, I'm not, only because of the system for education that we have in our country.
Well, we can get into that in a little bit. I just wanted to point out one thing, though. Yeah. That's far below some very poor countries. Mm-hmm. Poland came in at 11, and really? Vietnam came in at 12.
Really? Wow. That's
so maybe education and economy doesn't correlate as much as we thought.
Exactly. That sounds like maybe this study was a little bit of wishful thinking almost.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, I mean, yeah, like, I feel like a lot of studies are done that way, where, like, the people doing the study have an end goal.
Well, if you look at it, if it's made for an ego boost, it has a bias, like, written into it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's written to make an ego boost for other countries, they're going to try their best to get those results.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a positive study. Positive means that you're going to be looking at it in a positive light.
Yeah.
Well, it depends who's looking at it.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah. Interesting.
So why is the United States so, I guess you could say, average?
I mean, I think it's because of the free enterprise system that exists in our country, right? You have private school education, which is super expensive and most people can't afford. And the kids that come out of there end up going to Ivy League schools and they end up being super successful. And they make up a very small and tiny percentage of the overall country's population.
And that's where all the talent lies at the top.
Exactly. The cream of the crop are all there. And then you have public school, which over the years has only gotten worse and worse, unfortunately. I have a friend that's a public school teacher. And they would tell me the job has shifted from being an educator to being a babysitter. We notice
probably
now
a discipliner.
Yeah, exactly. and we notice more and more now. There's metal detectors at the entrance of every school because they're afraid of kids bringing knives and weapons. And
this is definitely not in all cases.
Not at all, but it's becoming more
common. There
are
good public schools.
This is true.
But a majority of the talent is at the top.
Right.
Because of the free enterprise system.
Right.
In America, unlike most other countries, you have the ability to pay to become better.
Right.
In the event that you have that money, then you can do it.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
Keep in mind that they only tested math and science, which I feel like is half of education. There's that reading aspect that a lot of people do way better in reading and writing in English.
Reading comprehension.
Exactly. Maybe in Vietnam, they actually have a problem with reading. You know, maybe they have a lot of illiterate people.
Yeah.
They have a lot of, I believe they call them country folk there, that live out in the country completely away from all cities. A lot of them don't even know how to read and write.
Hmm.
Wow.
So that's kind of skewing the study already.
Yeah, that is. I mean, so I feel like we do have to put everything into perspective as far as this study goes.
Right.
And we really need to decide on what this study concluded, what matters to it, what doesn't, you know, what's the truth behind the study? Where does the important facts actually lie?
Exactly.
I would definitely say that countries like Poland, or I lived in the Philippines for a while, and there are some very well-educated people there, but what do? After they get out of the university, once they get their master's, they just leave the country. They go to places like America, England, Canada, and they get better jobs. So I feel like maybe the study shouldn't just be focusing on what they did this study on 15-year-olds.
Correct.
So they did current state. But how many of these 15-year-olds are going to end up in the countries that they're successful in, right?
Yeah, you bring up a great point. The United States is set up in a way that their enterprise system can allow an intelligent 25-year-old from, let's say, Taiwan to come into America and be more successful than in the event that he lived in Taiwan.
Right. He has opportunity. That's why they call America the land of opportunity.
Exactly. And they're set up. They're the only place set up with this high education, Silicon Valley. That doesn't exist anywhere else in
that's
the
right.
world.
That's right.
And that's genius level intelligence. And a lot of those people came from other countries.
Right. A lot of the Google engineers, for example, are from Europe, Asia, around the world.
Yet they live in the United States.
They live in the U.S. That's right. All these Hollywood actors, they're wealthy, they're successful. A lot of them moved to the U.S. from Australia, from England, from other European countries. Because when it comes down to it, is you have more chances at increasing your success
exactly
in the U.S. than you would in most other places. Because the
enterprise is already here. Google is already here. Microsoft is already here. If they were anywhere else, if Taiwan, let's say, started their own Google, then maybe there would be something to talk about. Right. But since Google and since Microsoft are here, that's where they have to go to get to those intelligent jobs.
Well, right. Maybe that's why these smaller countries with smaller economies are focusing on education so right. that they're giving their children a chance to be able to go to America.
To create that opportunity. Exactly. And that's an interesting point. Yeah, I mean, I would almost say, like, for the country's own well-being, their goal should be to try to keep them. But it's very hard because, you know, if someone is on the level of people in a much more successful place, you know, you have the option, as they say. You can be a shark swimming with sheep or you can be a shark swimming with sharks. Certain people like being a shark among sheep. They like having that opportunity for themselves. But a lot of people would prefer to be with highly intellectual people with them alongside them. You know, and I feel like that's a lot of what happens in the U.S. And that's why we have all these people coming to the country, despite the fact that, according to the numbers, our education is ranked 30th almost. There's a reason why people come here. Like, that's what it comes down to. There's a reason why. If there wasn't, we wouldn't, you know, success wouldn't come to this country.
Correct.
I mean, yeah, this study does kind of open your eyes a little bit to a few interesting points, though. You know, I feel like, in general, every time I read a study, you take it with a grain of salt. Who's doing this study? What is their end goal? You know right. what I mean? And this is good because it is showing that the educational – I'm not here to say that the educational system in America is not broken. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. But the fact remains that despite the educational system having its, you know, having its – valleys among the mountains, there is still purpose and reason why it is this way. Is that right. fair to say? I think
for sure.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if they wanted a truly equal study, they would have sat there and done it amongst a pool of all different ages. Mm-hmm. You can't say that,
like, take the workforce into account.
Exactly. Take the workforce into account, because mm-hmm. you can't just sit there and say, oh, these 15-year-olds are the future of their economic growth. Maybe they're the future of their country, and it could be that they're the future of their economic growth, but a lot of economic growth also involves immigration and people coming in from other countries and the already established workforce. You can't grow an economy without having some sort of basis for there to be grown.
Right. This is true. And I think part of a lot of these countries' problems is they have to figure out a way to hold on to these smart people, because if they don't, you know, the same process will repeat, and they'll be teaching them and they'll do really well in school, and then they'll just leave to the US, to England, to Germany, to Canada. And I don't know how a country can end that cycle if it wants to. It's not so simple.
In short, I think 28 is actually a pretty good number.
Yeah. Again, I think if they included the workforce, it would be a lot higher. I feel like these numbers are really skewed, but that's my opinion.
Yeah. I don't think any American should feel bad about this study.
No. Yeah, I definitely don't.
All right. So, signing off, I'm Andy.
And I'm Michelle.
And I'm Nate. And this was Let's Talk American by EDU Much. Have a great day, interwebs.
Bye-bye now.
Hey everyone, this is Nate.
And I'm Andy.
Make sure you check us out on edumuch.com.
Or our podcast at Let's Talk American.
We're going to have more interesting subjects to talk about, as well as freebies and giveaways. Please make sure to email us or comment on our blog or podcast section about things you want us to talk about. We're always interested in discussing subjects that people are actively looking for information about.
We want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.